Welcome back to the Golf is Easy podcast with me, Guy Cross. And this remains a kind of proof of concept type podcast or a work in progress because I've not really touched a golf club since we last spoke through this wonderful and very personal medium. But, dear listener, please don't think I haven't been thinking about you or the topic at hand. I think about it a lot because I love my golf and I love my listener. So I just want to give you 5 minutes to know that I still exist and this podcast is still very real. So I think I've got a structure, and this recording is to kind of help me document and think through that structure. So I'm pacing up and down my garden with my ear pods in hand and my phone up to my mouth like it's a microphone, because I'm not quite, my ear pods aren't in my hand, they're in my ears. I don't know which one's recording, so belt and braces. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna record a fully fledged episode 0.9. This is episode 0.5. Episode 0.5 is laying out what's going to happen. Episode 0.9 could actually be episode 1, which is golf is easy and what you can do to prepare to play golf without actually playing golf. What you can do to keep your game alive or your swing alive without actually touching a golf club. What you can do to get better at golf without actually playing golf. And that's going to be a common theme throughout the series. And let me set my stall out, okay? And this is what's exciting for me. My plan is September 1, game on. Quite literally, my golf game will be on. I'm going to pick up some coaching. And I like doing that because it helps me think about golf in a different way, and that thinking about my own game feeds into my students' game. Thinking about my students' game feeds into my own game. So that's why I'm going to do that. It's an intentional step. Pick up my coaching, pick up my playing, and my goal. You've got to have a goal, right? My goal is, because September is kind of like the start of the British academic year, my target is to shoot par once in that academic year, playing from the tips on a golf course that I define as a real golf course. Now, it could be an easy one. I've got one in mind that's pretty easy. But it's got to be a par 70 course that's credible. So that's my target, playing from the tips, right, back boxes. And that's just a personal thing. So in 9 months to shoot par, having, let's be honest, not played golf regularly in the best part of a year by that point, and getting very close to sort of 18 months. But that process is going to be documented. I'm going to use the old Instagram, and I'm going to use this podcast to document that. So day by day, step by step videos on Insta. And then week by week-ish podcasts. I'm going to get some people to join me on the podcast. Two reasons. One, I get bored of myself. You may be shocked to hear that. And two, I want to learn from other folks. But not just golf coaches, because if you think golf coaches are the only people who know anything about golf, be that PGA certified, otherwise certified, or just generally paid golf coaches, or amateur, like really good amateur golf coaches, and they exist. Those guys are great, but they're not the only source of info. Let me tell you why I believe that. I suck at putting, okay? Whether I've got a PGA badge or not, I suck. And the mechanics of putting that most coaches learn is actually very basic. You could definitely cover what I covered in my training in an afternoon, and you could definitely pick that up on YouTube. And really, when I've been paid to coach putting, prior to the last 18 months, maybe 2 years, I've really just helped people with the fundamentals. Now, having put some hours into it myself, my putting still probably sucks, but I've got a lot more info. And so when I'm paid to coach, I actually bring quite a lot to a conversation. And why am I telling you that? Because my putting sucks, I'm good at it, coaching it, and I've got a lot to talk about. And I would have a lot to talk about. I'd have this much to talk about putting, whether I was a golf pro or just someone who wants to get better at putting. And I sincerely believe that regular golfers have got something to teach me. And that's an idea I want to take forward. So if I get some guy on the podcast who plays off 18, I think I'll be able to learn something about golf from him or her. Why? Because I'm really lucky, right? I don't need to worry about getting the ball airborne. I know if I go out to the driving range now and hit golf balls, I might top a couple. But give me 10 balls and I won't be topping any. I've never had to worry about that. Or it's so long since I had to worry about that. It's not been my problem. Here's something else. I know how to miss left or miss right. I've learned that. I didn't learn that in a classroom from a coaching manual. I learned that in the long grass or avoiding the long grass. And I believe those guys out there shooting a ton, which is a very British term for 100, they've learned some tricks that I've not learned. And I want to steal those ideas from them. There's stuff, right? I think true genius is making the complex clear. And a true genius about something can find diamonds in the rough, can find that little speck of gold dust in a pile of mud. And I want to speak to folks and find out how they hack it round in 90, when on those days when they feel like they could really go out and shoot 120, because that 30 shot difference is the gold for them. And see if we can find any common denominators, right? Because that's good stuff. Because I sincerely, sincerely believe golf is easy. Unless you want to play PGA Tour golf or any decent level pro tour golf and win, I believe golf is easy. Once you get into elite golf, like the top 1%, of course it's difficult. But for breaking 80, I think that's pretty easy. I think anyone can do it. It takes some work, but I think anyone could do it. Maybe that's a future sort of the podcast. Once I've got myself breaking par in a year, I want to take any golfer and get him to break 80 in a year. See you in 2022 for the start of that series. Right, until then, amigos, take care, enjoy yourself. I'm going to go and have a nap and then think about lunch. This second phase of COVID, I've gone a bit fat again and I need to deal with that. So it won't be a big lunch. and you know what? I was talking about running and I loved it and I hated it equally. I've gotten a bit injured and I've not been able to do it. So while my body heals up from the running, I'm hitting the gym. I'm going to turn into Bryson. I'm not, am I, clearly? I'm going to turn into a 40-year-old guy who's been to the gym 3 times a week for 6 months. But, you know, that's fine. Right, take care, chicos. Have a great day. Enjoy your golf. Stay in touch. I love you all. Goodbye.